You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Isaiah 11, verses 1 through 10. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his root shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In that day the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. We're beginning the second week of Advent, and the focus on this week is on the reign of God and the proclamation of the kingdom of God. This passage from Isaiah is a well-known one. It is a messianic passage. Everyone would see that because it's talking about a future king, a king who comes from the root or shoot of the stump of Jesse. And that king is a Davidic king. So Jesus, of course, we know as the Son of David, but it's interesting if you look at and think about the idea of the stump of Jesse. So it's not simply the Son of David, but in some ways it's a new David, because it comes out of the stock or the stump of Jesse. And who is this new king? He's clearly a king. He judges, he makes war. These are echoes of passages we see in Revelation. But he also brings peace, a new kind of peace. He comes and brings a new kingdom and a new order. In our church, we have a Christmas pageant every year. And one of the parts of that pageant is reading this passage. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together. And all the kids are dressed as various animals, and they come up together, and it is the peaceable kingdom. It's a beautiful scene. And there is something about the children playing this out that actually does have a kind of significance to it, because you have the innocence of the children. And here it says, the nursing child shall play over the hole of a cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. So this is not just a new reign of a great king, but it's a new order. So what's the point of this new kingdom? Well, Paul speaks to it a bit in Romans 15. He talks about the root of Jesse will rise, and in him will the Gentiles hope. And that's very much picking up on verse 10. In that day, the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. So we have this new David, and he's not only the king of the Jews, the inscription that Pilate put over the cross, but he's the king of the Gentiles. He's the king of the nations. All the nations shall flow to him, shall inquire of him, and his resting place shall be glorious. So this new kingdom, and the kingdom that gets proclaimed by John the Baptist, and gets proclaimed by Jesus himself, is a kingdom that's far greater than the kingdom of David. And it's a kingdom which is an eternal kingdom. So as we reflect on the new David, who's also the new Adam, let's take some time to place our hope in him, who the one who will bring us into the new kingdom, the one who will bring us to him, to life everlasting, to the great kingdom, where there is a new order, where there's true peace, there's true joy, and true happiness. God bless your day.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.